Park, a new floating plastic collector, or sea bin, will be installed in Dublin's Howth Harbour later today. It follows fundraising by a local marine biologist, Rowan Byrne. Earlier this year, two similar bins were installed in Dunleary after money was raised by schoolgirl Flossie Donnelly. Both Rowan and Flossie are with us this morning, and good morning to you both. Rowan, let's start with you. What is a sea bin?
Well, it's essentially, as the name suggests, a bin that floats in the sea that has a pump at the base of it, which basically just breaks the surface of the water, just enough for anything floating by to pop into it and be collected in a net in the bin. Then you lift the net out and you take the plastic away for recycling or disposal.
So it involves somebody going to the bin. Do they have to go every day and check what's in it, or how does it work?
They may have to go a couple of times a day. It depends on how much plastic is floating by, but generally probably once a day would be sufficient. But the idea is to make sure that anything floating on the surface, whether it's oil residue, plastics, plastic bags, bottles, whatever it is, it just doesn't get recirculated in the system and is taken out of the sea.
Flossie, you've already been involved in something similar in Dunleary. Where did you get the idea from?
I think it was 2 years ago now. My mum showed me a picture on her Facebook page of a sea bin, because I just started beach cleaning, and I just cared about the marine life and wanted to help clean the beach and save the world in that way. So when my mum told me about the sea bins, I just really wanted to get one, just so I can collect the boat oils that it also collects, and all the plastic vats out in sea, which I wouldn't be able to collect. So I decided to fundraise for that, which went really well.
It did, because you managed to raise the funds for two bins, and now Rowan has done something similar in Howth. What sort of response have you had from people since they learnt about all of this?
Well, since people have learned about sea bins or anything like that, I've just been really happy that people have managed to get more, because it's good to have two, but we need like more sea bins. Not so many that we can't see the sea anymore, we can just see the sea bins, but no, we need more sea bins, we need more people cleaning the beaches, we need just anything like that.
We don't normally ask guests on this programme how old they are, but sometimes it is relevant. What age are you, Flossie?
I am 12 years old.
And you're going into secondary school, what?
Tomorrow.
It's an awful lot to take on for somebody who's only 12. In fact, it would be an awful lot for any of us to take on. Where do you find the time?
Well, as I say to many people, I kind of have even my life out in two separate ways. I have my normal child Simpsons watching life, where I'd go to school, watch the Simpsons, do anything like that. And then I have my life, which I managed to like squeeze in together, where I'm cleaning the beach, doing a talk, anything like that. I just learned how to even it out well. And yeah, now it's just life.
Rowan, tell us about your involvement in all of this. Why did you decide? You also had to fundraise to get the money for this bin in Howth.
I come home frequently, and I was in Howth in February, and as a child I used to go up and harass the poor fishermen to say, have you got any sharks? And they'd give me a dogfish and what have you, and hang around the harbour. And I just saw plastic in the sea and around the harbour. So I said, look, we can't do this anymore. This day and age is ridiculous. So literally following Fossey's lead, I went on crowdfunding, raised the money with my employer as well, Matt McDonald, and contacted the harbour master and said, Harry, can we do something about this? He says, no problem, let's rock and roll. So it's really to create change, given that plastic fragments, it breaks down into the food chain, it affects from any filter feeding organisms to fin fish to larger marine mammals. And you often have to ask the question, who's at the top of the food chain? Well, who eats the fish, and how will this affect them, and how will it affect us? So there's a bigger picture here as well. My aim is to try and do more, and I would encourage anyone to follow Fossey's lead, get in contact, let's do more, because this is our problem we need to solve.
Should you though have to fundraise for something as important as this, shouldn't there be a national scheme?
I think you're probably right. There should be an investment in innovation in this technology in order to solve this problem. Solutions are at the base of this. So I think if there is an opportunity for government funding, for private funding, for academic support to actually do more research here, I would support that. I think it's a great idea.
Flossie, what's next for you? Are you hoping that similar bins will be installed in other areas, or what would you like to see happening?
Well, it's a popular demand now that we have get more bins, so that's a maybe. We might have to get more. But no, at the moment I have a couple of talks planned out. I'm still going to be cleaning the beaches. I'm going to start secondary school, so my mum and everyone's been trying to take the pressure off me. I'm still doing stuff, but I'm going to do a lot less now just because I'm going to secondary school.
Right. And what's happening later on today? Are you going to be in Howth as well?
Yep, later on we're going to Howth to see the sea binge, which I'm very excited about.
Well, listen, thank you both very much indeed for joining us on Morning Ireland. Flossie Donnelly there, and also Rowan Byrne.